The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Friday nights aren't the same at the moment because we don't really have our TV fix to go to, either the domestic fix of the Late Late Show or the one we all really switched to 25 to 11, which is the Graham Norton Show, where he regularly gives us A-lister Hollywood stars, pop artists, you name it, they're always on Graham's couch. But on his summer holidays, he goes back to his native Cork. And instead of doing a chat show, he was doing a quiz last Friday night. And News Talk's Shifra Mulqueen travelled to West Cork to find out how Graham spent last Friday.
Annual quiz night here,
lovely to see you all. Thank you all for coming out. I say this every year, but genuinely, this is one of my favourite nights of the year. I love tonight. It's incredible what's gone on here, because just about 2 days ago, this was a car park, ladies and gentlemen. And now look at this, it's a car park with a tent on it.
Over 100 kilometres from Cork City, the wooded coastal village of Athakista hosts its annual August Festival. The highlight of the festival is the Graham Norton Quiz Night, hosted by none other than the chat show host himself. I went down to find out more about the Hawaiian-themed event.
Alish Hadnett, event organiser of the Athakista August Festival. The quiz started back in 2013 and luckily Graham agreed to be the quiz master, and it's been fantastic every year since. We have plans down the line to build a community centre, but at the moment we've got a new prefab put in last year, and it's used by the Sea Scouts, a lot of the local clubs.
Graham's a local here. Is he very involved in the community?
If he's out, nobody, they let him be. He's on his holidays. He's very good. He'll chat away to everybody. But he's just treated as a normal neighbour and sell the tickets in June, bank holiday weekend. And this year, there was people queuing from 10 o'clock the night before.
So I can imagine there's a limited number of tickets.
The fact that the tickets are sold here, people have to be here to get the tickets. It means that it's good that the locals can actually be here as well, because that's Graham wants it to be a local event. But then we have people who have holiday homes in the area who are lucky to get tickets. We have people travelling from Dublin, people from England, Germany.
Moving on to question number six. Who wrote, and we use that word loosely, who wrote 50 Shades of Grey? Oh, my God, you must have that.
With the BAFTA-winning broadcaster being the centre of attention on the night, I caught up with him to find out how he got involved.
Well, I think when I got here, they kind of thought, well, now Graham Norton lives here, we ought to get him to do something. So for the first few years, I think I gave out some prizes at the regatta and things like that. And then someone said, well, would you host a table quiz? And I said, yes. And I loved it. And it was a big success. And I think this is the fourth year or fifth year? Fourth. And I mean, it is only a table quiz. I mean, nothing special happens. I just read out some questions. Seriously, nothing special happens, but people keep coming back. So it is one of my favourite nights of the year.
There seems to be a kind of a Hawaiian-style theme. Where did that come from?
Well, I think they spent the money a few years ago on some Leia, you know, those leis, Hawaiian leis and things, and some few grass skirts. And so they've stuck with that theme ever since, because obviously it's quite expensive to change it. So, and I think the poster design... The poster design has remained the same for about 6 years. So we're sticking with our Hawaiian theme.
It's good to be consistent, though.
Yeah, exactly. People know it's popular, it's tried and tested.
You've had such a hectic schedule throughout the whole year between your chat show, the radio show, also the Eurovision and Let It Shine. So to come here, how do you detach yourself? Do you have to go into a relaxed mode?
Honestly, coming to Athakista, it is like turning off a switch or on a switch, I don't know which, but I drive down the driveway and switch off the engine and open the car door and everything just disappears. And it's extraordinary, because you're right, it should take a while to kind of relax, but here it's instant decompression.
When you're in London, everyone goes about their own business, but when you come to a place like Athakista, everyone knows everyone.
London's where my work is, and a lot of my friends are there, and I do really enjoy London. And what's good about coming here is whenever I leave, I wish I was staying for longer. And I worry that if I actually moved here, come February, I'd be going, oh my God, am I still here? So I think it's good to do these you know, I mean, it's a long stint. I'm here for 2 months. But at the end of 2 months, I really would love to stay for another month. But I'll, you know, someday I might.
Graham Norton wasn't the only star in the village.
Can you name the Olympic rowers Gary and Paul's Nana? No cheating now, no cheating. He actually wrote it down.
Simple enough, really.
You're typically too complex, really. Well, just A to B as fast as you can go.
Start to finish.
The close your eyes and pull like a dog.
Nearly a year to the day after winning silver at Rio, that was the reaction from Gary and Paul O'Donovan. They faced a different challenge this evening. I spoke to the Skibbereen lads, who are well known for their wit, and found it difficult to get a word in.
You're half.
We're after feeling total rapport here. We can't take it seriously anymore.
I know. Cool. Now, yeah. Hold on.
Chief, you know, begs of this interview.
Okay.
One shot. No, like one opportunity.
So, but you think that
one moment. You capture it.
You're halfway through the quiz. How are you getting on?
I'd say not great, to be honest.
Terrible.
Awful, very bad.
We don't know the answers. We didn't study all week.
Drink the drone of sorrows here with a can of 7-Up.
Can of pop.
What do you feel your strongest subjects have been so far?
Ourselves. There's an answer of ourselves in most rounds.
No, rowing would be our strong point.
We've got Richard on our team and he's really good with his, like,
Girl bands
and pop stars and stuff.
Is there a chance that you might redeem yourself in the next round?
Oh yeah,
the last round went brilliantly. We're on the right. We just got 6 out of 7 answers right. We'll have to really test ourselves out there, like.
Yeah.
Really test the pulse.
Dig in deep.
Get steely tough upstairs, you know.
And is Graham a tough quiz master, do you think?
Oh, the hardest
of them.
Yeah. No let up with him. Ruthless.
Met tough quiz masters, and Graham's the toughest.
Is there tension inside in the tent at the moment?
It's tough, like.
Lots of it.
And people trying to distract other people, and there's tato crisps being thrown across the room.
Yeah.
It's chaos inside there.
Dripping off a half the people.
Chaos.
Lunacy.
Thank God we have a good quiz master keeping control of the whole operation.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our annual third second prize. The second prize, it is dinner for six. For dinner for six. Now, wouldn't it be great if you won this? Because then one night, you wouldn't even have to cook. Dinner for six at Galvin's by the church. Essentially, Father Galvin's house.
Hi, my name is Gerard Galvin. I'm the local parish priest here in Muintavara Parish. And Akishta is part of my parish.
An event like this, and also the festival throughout the weekend, what does it mean for a small community?
It highlights the locality, and it raises much-needed funds for a small little community. And without something like this, we wouldn't have a chance of raising funds. And someone like Graham Norton, who is extraordinarily generous with his time and his energy, helps us to raise thousands upon thousands of euros just for the local community, particularly for the younger people in our community here in Akishta. I like to give a prize every year, which is a dinner in my home, which has taken up sometimes and sometimes isn't. But it's all just good fun, and the people who come will be very welcome to come to my home. And it's just to add something special that the local PP offers dinner. And I serve it. I don't sit down so they don't have to be afraid.
And you were also taking part in the quiz. How did that go?
We didn't do too very well. We're not very good on popular culture, unfortunately. No biblical questions this year.
And you're all sisters and a cousin, is it?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So are you locals in the area?
Skibbereen, just down the road.
And Derris as well, yeah.
We actually never did this quiz, but this is our first year. We just pledged that we would do it this year.
I think the ambience, and I think his personality and his persona, you know, the way he brings everyone in, he like includes everyone in the audience, so it's brilliant. It's great fun.
And did you find it was quite competitive?
It actually was. Yeah, it was very competitive.
I was giving out a lot throughout the quiz. I was like, come on, girls, put your brain head on, you know, but it was good fun. Good fun, very good.
And
fun.
I see you've gone for the Hawaiian theme as well.
Yes.
It normally was Hawaiian themed, but all of a sudden this year, there's even no one else with the Hawaiian theme. Except for us. And our flashy ladies.
Well, you're standing out, girls. That's all I can say.
According to a recent survey, Graham is the top celebrity that Irish people would like to holiday with. Can he get his head around all the admiration he receives?
Well, I did read this.
Oh, did you actually?
I did see this. Funny enough, I was on holiday with some people. We were in Mykonos in a villa. And I was like, well... I don't think they'd have said me at the end of a week. In the end, you know, I'm just doing a job. And my job is the show. And I think people get confused between me and the show. And in fact, I think the show's a good show, and I enjoy the show, but a lot of people go into making it. I know it's my face on the screen, it's my name in the title, but actually, there's a big, big team that make that show. So I think, in a way, that, so long as you remember that, so as long as you remember that when they're saying lovely things to you, actually, they're saying lovely things to about 25 people.
After another successful night, he stressed the importance of events like these in a rural community.
Ireland is a rural area. You know, yes, there are big towns and big cities, but I think the heart of Ireland is places like this. And certainly this is the sort of place I grew up in. I grew up in a small rural area. So for me, this is what I associate with Ireland. You know, I never lived in Dublin. And Cork, I went to college there. But for me, this is what Ireland is all about.
Spoken like a true Cork snob. Well, I never lived in Dublin. Oh, God, what would I want to live there for? Graeme Norton talking to our reporter, Seifer Mulqueen, from the beautiful Ahakista down in West Cork. It's a real unspoiled part of West Cork that you have to go. If you go all the way down to Bantry, you need to keep going to get to Ahakista because it is a wonderful part of the world. And one can understand why Graeme Norton would go back there every single year.